Work out your own. One of the tasks of the defeat score is to test the boundaries in respect of the rules of evidence. I often ask questions of witnesses or even my own client if he or she is giving evidence that sail close to the wind in terms of the boundaries of the law to see how far I can go before a judge steps in. I've often had a judge tell me that I've reached the boundary line, and on one occasion at least I recall that I had reached the edge of not only the line, but of his patience. But that is the way it often has to be in the court of law. In all walks of life, people complain about rules and balk at boundaries, but I think that people like rules a lot more than they usually admit, because at the end of the day, it provides certainty and it provides order. From the time we're old enough to realize that we can trespass or we can transgress, we want to know where the lines are. Sometimes that's because we want to be good and not accidentally do wrong, and at other times it's because we want to know just how perhaps bad we can be without getting into trouble. We only have to think of little toddlers in respect of that. But the brighter the lives get, the more secure we feel in our own actions and our judgment of the actions of others. But also the bolder we get in actions that fall just short of the line. What we miss in this reaction are the reasons for the laws and their purpose. In the Gospel reading we've just heard from Matthew, Jesus explained to his disciples that they are missing the forest for the trees when it comes to God's laws, which the Israelites had come to see as an end unto themselves. What purpose did the Lord intend by giving us laws at all? When the Israelites received the first laws, the Ten Commandments, after the Exodus from Egypt, God called them out of their slavery in order to unify Israel as a nation of priests, to bring salvation through the Word of God and give them the tablets as a basis for that law. That purpose was also made clear in the first reading we had today from Sirach. If you choose, you can keep the commandments. They will save you if you trust in God. You too shall live. He has set before you fire and water. To whichever you choose, stretch forth your hand. Before man are life and death, good and evil. Whichever is chosen shall give Him. God's law, therefore, exists to help us choose between life and death, good and evil, and to form the basis of a human community that will one day include the entire world. When those simple precepts left too much room for interpretation, Moses delivered hundreds of more laws from the Lord to keep the Israelites from falling into sin and division. Eventually, however, the Israelites did what we all do, to see the law as an end in itself and to use it to justify our own actions while condemning those who transgress, sometimes even by minute amounts. Rather than see the loving purpose of the laws, God's people miss the forest for the trees and cling to the law itself rather than salvation, and use it as a means to schism and separation rather than unity. In the extract from Matthew's Gospel we've heard, Jesus made it clear the challenging nature of true fellowship within the law. What are the four examples that he used to remind his disciples about salvation within the law? Well, they were murder, adultery, divorce, and fraud. All actions of serious disunity and damage to the whole community. They are serious crimes, and we're already severely punished in these, and we're already severely punished in those communities. But Jesus tells them that they've missed the point of the law. It's not just about allowing people to be punished for theft, for their transgressions, but to form the hearts of the people so that they reject even the precepts for their actions. Thus, we are warned by Jesus, when we set our hearts on division and hatred, we've already rejected the law. It is not enough merely to follow the law by our actions. We need to let the law write them in our hearts. That spiritual core where our intellect and will continue. When we do, we enter into solidarity with one another and harmony with God, who loves us and provides the law for that purpose. The Lord has prepared us to live in eternity, to live in the eternity of saints, or to live in an eternity in harmony with each other and with Himself. When we rely on the law as an end to itself, or especially to rationalize our own sins while condemning others for theirs, we don't just miss the forest for the trees, we can even miss our own salvation. If we do that, we'll end up representing ourselves once again in the end without an advocate. And perhaps, as I do in my law sometimes, just end up with a fool for a client. Spoken in the name of the God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.